This is Twit.
There's lots of speculation. We all know that YouTube Music was coming. What is it going to do? What is it going to mean for Google Play Music?
What does it mean, Ron?
Now we know. Starting today, YouTube Music Premium started rolling out and re-updating, and it was being updating the YouTube Music app. YouTube Music Premium will be $9.99 and includes ad-free music, background listening, and downloads. YouTube Premium is $11.99 and also includes ad-free video, background video playback, video downloads, and YouTube Originals. So the plan for this is to eventually replace Google Play Premium and YouTube Red. All right, so for all those wondering what happens to Google Play Premium and YouTube Red, the plan is for this is to replace it. It's very confusing. The update will come to the app that's already in the Play Store. So if you have the YouTube Music app, look out for the update. And they rolled out a new video that shows the new design. It's focused on personalized recommendations. Surprise, surprise. You can toggle for turning on or off videos. Maybe you just want music or you just want videos. Who knows? There's the My Mixtape playlist collection built from your repeated listens and favorite artists and related recommendations. And if you – there's a lot of stuff and I just clicked away from it. I'm sorry. If you go to music.youtube.com/coming-soon and enter your email, you get notified when the update is coming your way. It's going to launch initially in the U.S., Mexico, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. So it's still pretty limited, and I'm sorry, our friends in Canada. You guys just get screwed all the time. But they're saying a wider international rollout in the coming weeks. And ultimately, the app will opt for the premium audio in cases where an album track and a video track coexists. So it's interesting how they're defining the premium audio aspect. And then the biggest question of all, YouTube Music PM product manager Elias Roman says, quote, to the Google Play Music users out there, nothing will change. You'll still be able to access and add to all of your purchased music, uploads, and playlists in Google Play Music just like always. Went on to further say, if you have access to YouTube Red today, you will continue to enjoy the same benefits at the same price once YouTube Premium becomes available. This includes Google Play Music and Family Plan members. So playlist collections, preferences will all be preserved and migrated. So really what this means is that the only thing changing is the name and the app.
Yeah, two things to do the one thing. And yeah. I'm pretty sure eventually Play Music actually does go away. Because
so?
I keep hearing and reading things like for now, you know, like that those little qualifiers. Nothing's changing. You know, it's going to stay the same for now. You know, that kind of stuff. It's like, okay, so then at some point it goes away. I just don't know how you merge the Play Music. You know, folks working on Play Music and YouTube Music, and there's so much crossover in that silly way that Google does things, and they don't at some point make some big decision between the two. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah,
but
I'm just glad that Google Play Music's not going away. I disagree with you, Jason. I think that they're going to keep it around because I think people just want that. What I'm curious is that I'm in at the $7.99 deal from that, you know, that original one. So will that, I guess, got to be grandfathered, but that's, and I have YouTube Red, so that's just going to automatically turn into YouTube Premium.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. So. That's what I'm understanding from the many different places I saw Google on Twitter answering questions from people that were just as confused about this very topic. It sounds like if you have that grandfathered lower price, that's going to continue. It's going to be moved over and you'll just have that. So. It sounds like Flo is saying, I don't care because you're Spotify, right?
I just listen
at this point.
This has been confusing from day one, which is why I didn't choose the trajectory. I didn't choose I didn't choose this path because I just didn't trust that it was going to take me anywhere. I didn't trust Google's process.
Here's the problem with Google's process is that messaging, music, payment. Whenever they get something new shiny, they want to rebrand it. And has any brand other than Android stuck around for more than 3 years?
So true, Ron. So true. Michelle, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
It's a gigantic mess. And I'm still trying to comprehend exactly what's being rebranded to what's staying the same and what's not. I mean, I think it's kind of ridiculous that a lot of the news about what would happen to Google Play Music subscribers were finding out through tweets from like the support channel. I would not have seen that unless people had posted that on Reddit. and it went all over, and then it got reblogged everywhere. So, like, why isn't there, like, a clear explanatory page from Google saying, if you're a current subscriber to Google Play Music, you get this, this, this. If you're a current subscriber to YouTube Red, this happens.
You know, like, you know why? I'll tell you why. Because this is targeted at new customers, and existing customers will ask on Twitter and get the answers they want and will read on Reddit. And it is such a small population that they don't want to confuse and scare away the new customers.
That certainly makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's dumb.
Sure. I never yeah. said it was smart.
I mean, And I mean, you know, another one of the criticisms that's happening right now is that they're promoting this, their next big move in music streaming. This is we've done it wrong up until this point. Now we're doing it right. Except for the fact that their big, you know, splat push of saying it's available to you is followed up by, if you go to this website and you put in your email and maybe you hear back from us someday in the limited number of markets that we are actually in, someday we'll get back to you and let you know that we're letting you in, even though right now you're excited to get in on it. Like, it just completely deflates it and takes the wind out of the sails. And it's just...
It makes you jump through hoops. Yeah, it's not great. It's not great, Bob.
It hurts.
Which is why I use Spotify.
Well... See, that's the thing. Spotify isn't going around changing their marketing or the name of their service every 2 years because they feel like they need to.
Yeah, and they're also running out of money. So,
well, yeah, you might have to, Flo.
They can't make money for the life of them. So
that's all right. I still have digitally imported.